Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz. Inside Your Business is brought to you by iWise. Empowering you to make a wise insurance choice for your car, home, life, and more.
It's 6:45. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Here, you're listening to Kaya Biz with myself, Kukuletu Mfupi. Well, we're going to ask you a very critical question. What comes to mind when you think of a quintessentially African brand? But beyond that, which brands also prove to be very popular across the African continent, and what drives the development, their growth, and of course, the level of affinity that they're able to generate with you and I as consumers? Well, someone who knows all about brands, how brands are built, how they're shaped, how they can metamorphosize and can be influenced, is a good friend of the show and my friend as well, and big brother, Thebe Ikalafeng, who joins us as the founder and chairman of Brand Africa. Always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Always a pleasure to speak to you, Gooks, and good evening on Tuesday, Wednesday. This week is flying. I don't know what week it is now.
It is certainly flying, and I understand why, because yesterday, on Tuesday, you actually launched the 14th annual Brand Africa 100 Best Brands on the African Continent. The research and the rankings that yourself and the team put hours into, and from what I understand, this was actually met with a resounding response, just for us to remember some of the top names that continue to feature, but maybe contextualize how this research is put together first before we take a look at some of the winning brands.
Cool. Well, let me clarify one thing. So on Africa Day, we released the continent-wide results. Yesterday, we released the South Africa-specific results. Mm-hmm. So we conduct this research every year between January and February to try and understand the brands that Africans admire. We look at it across the continent, across 31 countries, and those countries represent each of the five economic regions, and those countries account for 85% of the population of the continent and 85% of the GDP of the continent. So it's truly the only comprehensive lens of how brands are in the continent.
Let's understand which are some of the top brands here, Thebe. Some of them ring some familiar names: FNB, MTN, DSTV.
No, the folks at DSTV always say to us, DSTV is not a media channel. I said to the customers, it is a channel, and I'm not going to fight with the customers, because they watch their TV on DSTV, and DSTV brings them all the other channels. It brings them BBC, CNN, and all those. So if you look at some of the top brands, and let me just recap quickly what the continental results. In the continental results, MTN is the number one most admired African brand. It is the number one brand that does good for people, society, and the environment. Equity Bank from Kenya is the number one financial services brand. Mm. And BBC is the number one media brand across the continent. And South Africa is the number one country recognized or admired by all Africans as the one country that contributes to a better continent. So that is the continental results. What we then did, we then went into the data, because we do the research in every country. And then we partnered with our good friends from Business Day and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and Brand South Africa to present this yesterday at the JSE. And I can tell you, nothing was more beautiful than yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because yesterday we looked at it in two ways. We looked at it in the most admired brands, and then the brands which have shaped the South African narrative for the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. So let's look at the ones. Section one, the most admired brands. Maxhosa, for its African identity. It's the number one brand that South Africans believe reflects an African identity. Maxhosa number one, Batho number two, MTN number three, among the top three. And then we then said, okay, what is your most admired brand that contributes to society, to environment? They said Woolworths, Shoprite, Old Mutual. Those are the top three. Then we said, what is your most admired financial services brand in South Africa? They said FNB, Capitec, and Absa, in that order. And I said, what's your most admired media brands? Media brands, they said DSTV, as for the reasons I've said now. Mm-hmm. And then second, Netflix. and third, SABC. Now, what's interesting about DStv, as you know, they are this approach by Canal Plus from France to buy over DStv and make it a French company, no longer a South African company. But DStv is facing a lot of challenges also from streaming services. Yes. So you begin to see that as well affecting the brand. But in South Africa, seen as the number one brand. But the most incredible news out of yesterday's study was the number one most admired South African brand is Batho.
Sure.
Started 9 years ago. Started in Alex. Mm-hmm. It is now the one brand that everybody's in the country says that is a South African brand.
I'm glad you mentioned this because many of these brands are brands that we've profiled not only here on the show, but I've spoken to many of the founders as well. And Theo Baloyi, my goodness, has really put in the work as the founder of Batho in terms of it being a well-known sneaker brand. And what I'm keen to understand as well here, Tebe, when we talk about admiration for brands, help us contextualize and perhaps define brands and how they're admired, why they're admired. And you've mentioned a few, you know, associated to quality or to pricing or admiration as to how they carry the context of who we are as Africans. But give us a little bit more color around the definition of the admiration.
And let's use the most admired South African brands perhaps to paint a picture for you. So the reason we decided to go with admiration is we wanted to measure how consumers, how citizens, how South Africans or anybody else in the continent, how they feel. Because remember what a brand is. A brand is operates on several levels. On one level, it's a promise made and a promise delivered. A brand is a reputation. It is how you feel about it. So based on all those, then we said, let's create a metric for just admiration. So which brand do you spontaneously admire? As you said, that brand, one, reflects who I am. Two, reflects my ambition. I can relate to this brand. That's why I admire it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can afford it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can access it. Because if you look at the top 100 list, you're going to recognize, you're going to realize that some brands are luxury brands, the Gucci's and all those. And you're like, does everybody afford luxury, a Gucci? Not quite. Most of us afford the ones from the flea market the Louis Vuittons from the flea market. But admiration is how I feel about a brand, what it represents and what it stands for, and if I can relate to it. And that's why in the top 10, which is so incredible to see, you've got Batho at number one, Makosa at number two, mm-hmm. Drip at number four, mm-hmm. Galaxy Boy at number nine. So 40% of the brands on the top 10 are brands created by youth, people who, when they started the brands, they were under the age of 35. And people who have got a story that comes from a township somewhere in South Africa. So a lot of kids can relate to that. They can relate to it, not just because the people come from townships like them, but they can relate to them because the brands are also delivering to the same quality and standard that the global brands are delivering to. And the brands have got a beautiful story to tell. Yesterday, we had an engagement with Theo at the JSE. And I asked him about the Walk Your Journey, which is the platform for their brand. And he says, you know, he told a story about how Batho, how a shoe is really the embodiment of walking your own journey, of pursuing your own dreams. And that's why it appeals, if you will, to everybody who comes from a township or knows a township.
Mm. And I love that because for a lot of us, we can relate, right? We've seen the rise and the growth of Batho. Even the name Batho is something that we can all relate to as Black South Africans because that's how we refer to a sneaker or a shoe, for you to wear Batho, you know, Tavi Batiako, even in our local language, right? Yes. What I love about this, Tebe, especially the brands that you've referred to, Drip, Batho, Makosa, and a few others, it does show a beautiful shift in terms of how we as Africans are becoming perhaps prouder and recognizing and admiring more of our local authentic brands that are developed in our countries. Is this something that has been changing? And I ask this deliberately because you used to work for one of the biggest brands in the world, Nike, here
which
in South Africa.
One brand, which is the number one brand in the continent for the seventh consecutive year.
Yeah. So is this, I guess, sentiment shifting where we, as South Africans and Africans, we are proudly taking ownership of our own?
Indeed, I think what you're beginning to see, I think we're reaching a point where we realize that being African is not just cool, but it's also real, but it's also relatable. And that's why you begin to see that even as South Africans, our music on my piano, everywhere else in the world, people are attaching to it. When you begin to see other people accepting, the challenge that people always said is we've waited for somebody else to validate us. Mm. But I think when you look at piano genre, it wasn't really about waiting for anybody to validate us. It was now about everybody appreciating us, and everybody says, we love South Africa, love South Africa's music culture for what it is. But what we're also recognizing, and which is what the point you're making, is there is a shift in how we are now beginning to accept who we are and not necessarily wait to be validated. And when we get to that point, you will see what we can achieve as a continent, as a country, as a people, because now we will be bringing our A game, which is our culture, our identity, and our ingenuity to innovation.
100%. Not only did you take a look at the most admired brands in terms of the South African market, but you also took a look at most admired countries. And I'm assuming that also plays an influence on the growth of brands, on how brands are felt and consumed and related to by us.
Indeed. Matter of fact, as a South African, it brings great pride to see that the country South Africa is recognized across 64% of the Africans. 64% of Africans, they say they believe in Africa. And they say that the one country that represents the best of Africa for Africa is South Africa. And in South Africa as well, South Africans also say that we admire South Africa as a country. Now, what has South Africa done over the years? South Africa has put up some of the finest events, the World Cup, the Rugby World Cups of football, and all those. South Africa has punched above its weight when you look at issues like the ICJ case and all that. Mm-hmm. South Africa has also contributed to being seen as a good country if you look at Gift of the Givers and what they do in the world. So those have helped to shape South Africa. And one of the things that we also did, the other half of the study, we looked at the 30 brands which have shaped South Africa in the last 30 years. We looked at what destinations have done that for South Africa, and Cape Town, Kruger National Park, and Soweto were the three. We looked at which people embody the spirit of South Africa. Imtiaz Suleiman of Gift of the Givers, the late Desmond Tutu and the late Nelson Mandela took that mantle. We also looked at what campaigns over the last 30 years really resonated to us. And I think you would have loved, you'd love this. Today, I woke up in South Africa by brand South Africa. Do you remember that with Mandela and Trevor Noah before he was a bigger star and all those? Yes. All about how beautiful South Africa is. We looked at the Metro FM that says, what makes you black?
Yep.
We looked at SABC during the World Cup. Feel it, it's here. I know us blacks, we used to call it Philip is here. But we looked at Telkom's Molo Mhlobo Wam. Do you remember that?
And we look at it. I do. You're taking me back to my childhood here, Tebe, where, you know, watching TV and even watching adverts during the commercial break was part of the experience, right?
It was just a beautiful thing. I mean, South Africa is an incredible country, and we know that we just need to insist on South Africa showing its A game all the time, because when we put our minds to it, nobody can touch us as a country.
What I also find so refreshing is the fact that not only do you mention brands that might be admired, but impactful brands. And I think this is important because in a society like South Africa, where we've got social challenges, economic challenges that also, you know, perpetuate the social ills we have, we do need to ensure that brands do make an impact. As we've mentioned, some of these stories and these adverts we're talking about resonate with us and particular memories and experiences, right?
Indeed, and that's why we looked at the 10 most impactful brands over the years. We looked at brands like African Bank, which was started in 1964. I think they each contributed 70 rand or something like that. And it took them 10 years to raise 1 million, my 1 million rand, so that they can be registered. Overcame a lot of obstacles, but it's the story of South Africa, as in the story of resilience. Mm-hmm. We looked at what Vodacom and MTN have done in enabling mobile telephony. We look at Discovery with their behavior linked banking as well as health insurance. FNB with their innovation. If you remember what they've done, Nando's, and being able to tell the story of who we are, South Africa. ShopRite, making sure that South Africans can shop in comfortable places. So we telecom in enabling people to be able to connect and to communicate. And so that's the stories about South Africa. In the reflection of the 30 years, we truly wanted to look at those brands which really, really have been part of our story. So it's almost like that. If someone had to say, remind me the brands that made a difference in the last 10, 30 years,
yeah,
those are the brands, the campaigns, the cities, the people.
Definitely. If you've just joined us, we are speaking to Thebe Ikalafeng, a good friend of the show, who's giving us some context into the latest update with regard to recognizing some of the most formidable brands and most admired brands in South Africa on the back of the Brand Africa 100 African Best Brands that was published earlier this year. Thebe Ikalafeng is founder and chairman of Brand Africa. Thebe, what I find phenomenal about this conversation, and anyone who actually reads the report, is that we can relate to many of these brands. As you've mentioned, we've experienced them. We've admired them. We have a memory of their campaigns, of their messaging in our hearts, and even some of the taglines, the slogans, and the themes that they might have invested in are themes that really do speak to us as consumers. And I think this brings about a bold conversation that you have always led the charge in, together with a stream of many formidable marketers in South Africa, which is how it is that brand building does add to the bottom line of companies. I guess sometimes it's unfortunate that it's still an ongoing debate around how marketing and brand building impacts the profitability of businesses. But I'm hoping that you can indulge us and help us understand the broader picture that goes beyond just the numbers here.
Of course, let's look at a brand like MTN as an example. A brand like MTN in 17 countries in the continent, over 200 million people. If you look at the market capitalization, the value of the MTN brand represents about 40% of the market cap of MTN. Mm. So let's just to give you a bit of a context. In other words, if you had to sell the brand called MTN, 40% of that sale will be linked to the brand MTN. Mm-hmm. And not the infrastructure, not anything else, but just the brand MTN. And I found that incredible when I was looking at the numbers. And I said, my goodness, so the brand value of MTN, I think, was like $68 billion. Sure. But the market cap was about 152 billion. So you have an idea that 45, actually specific number is 45% of the value of MTN rests in the brand MTN. So why are brands important? They are important because at the end of the day, they create shareholder value. So if you're an investor in MTN and you know that the brand accounts for so much, you know that this brand is driving the value of the business. So that's just the one thing. But let's take it down to a basic level. At a basic level, if he's just selling Amagwinya, and I did the exercise on the weekend, FYI, I just went and I said, let me just go see. If I buy a cup of coffee on a street corner that is unbranded, it was 10 rand. But if I went into the garage, into the Seattle Coffee, and I said, how much is that? And it was 34 and 50. So more than three times. You were three. So normal coffee, 10 rand. And inside the garage, so if you buy it from Umama Ekonen, she poured it for you, the out of a flask is 10 rand. But if you buy it inside the shop, 34 and 50, because it's got a brand called Seattle Coffee, Coffee Company. Mm. Now, think what it does. Now, if a brand can command that much, a brand can then create jobs. Yes. So more people can get jobs, right? And when more people can get jobs, there's two ways to look at it. Those people can feed their family. One person can feed 10 people in their family because they have a job, because of that one brand that it does. But what it also does is it means it can create more jobs, and more jobs mean people can also pay tax. And if more people pay tax, it means we can get more money into the fiscus, and that money can help to pay for the public goods. Because what happens now? Every time you need to pay for public goods, they need to raise the taxes of the 7% of the people who are paying tax to look after the 93% of the country. But what we need to widen the tax pool. Part of widening the tax pool is to get more people into jobs. And more people into jobs means more people paying taxes. 100%. That's why brands matter.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, because it does help us contextualize that it does translate into the rands and cents, but more than that, the jobs that can be created, the contribution of tax to the fiscus, and of course, growth in these brands that can dominate global markets and stages. But before I let you go, Tebe, as we take a look at the examples and perhaps, you know, wrapping it up with the top five brands, most admired brands in South Africa, Batho, Maxhosa, Woolworths, Drip, Redbat, I am so encouraged that you reminded us that some of these brands were started by young, black, youthful South Africans, especially if we take a look at Batho, Maxhosa and Drip. And we never know who's listening. There might be someone who has another idea and wants to build a formidable brand. Are there, I guess, key principles to keep in mind when one is looking to build a brand that can be influential, that can be impactful, and that can be admired?
Of course. I think the first and important thing is you must have a clear proposition. That proposition must be differentiated, because you can't create me toos. I think the reason a Batho is successful is because they came in, they didn't create a me too. They went into the category of sneakers, but in the category of sneakers, they said, my sneaker is going to have a story that is built and comes from a township, if you will. Right? So that's to be differentiated. Third, you must deliver on your promise. You have to deliver your promises. You can't to the H man, this shoe today doesn't work, tomorrow it works, it doesn't fit. You have to be consistent. You have to consistently deliver on your promises. And then most importantly, you must ensure that you have a clarity about who this brand matters to. Know your customer very well. You know your customer well. Get a clear proposition, must be differentiated, and deliver on your promises.
100%. Tebe, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. You take us on a journey to better comprehend and understand themes, and also understand how it interlinks with so many aspects of our lives from a business point of view whenever we talk brands. I do want to play this sound bit that you reminded us of, some of the top or best campaigns that we've seen in South Africa. Take a listen to this before we say goodbye to you.
Last year, Telkom gave millions of people a new way to say hello. This year, expect a little more from us.
How wonderful. We went down memory lane and found the advert to play
it out. How wonderful. We can all relate to that. The story shows us how important these brands have been in our lives over these years.
Definitely. From Molo Mhlobwam to Sizawubona Namhlobwam. Thank you so much, Tebe. Oh, thank you to Tebe Ikalafeng, the founder and chairman of Brand Africa, taking us through the list of not only top brands on the African continent, but most admired brands in South Africa. And the truth is, many of them are across various industries, from banking, financial services, fashion, food, retail. And they really do speak to the fact that we connect with certain brands. They take us to certain experiences. And as Tebe has described, it's how we feel them. It's not just knowing the name. It's how you feel and experience the brand. There's always a business story in everything, right?
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.